Fred Film Radio, Festival du Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 70th Cannes Film Festival. Today we're talking about Blade of the Immortal by Takashi Miike, because I'm with the actors Takuya Kimura and Anna Sugisaki. Takuya, Takashi Miike just told me that he felt honored to have worked with you for this film, and you're the reason why he considers Blade of the Immortal to be his favorite film. So what do you think, how and why did you start this collaboration with him?
Yeah, more. 彼が、Miike-san が
Everything has happened. Why? Because Mr. Miike looked at me and said, let's work together. That's everything.
So how did it start for you? How did it start this collaboration? What do you think about this young girl who was very strong and constant and who has this strong objective, this strong mission in life?
そうですね、やっぱり
Because of course I read the script and then I'm not sure I can do it, but as Mr. Miike asked me, please respect original manga. So that's I really read many times the original manga story, and then that is everything.
Why do you think that your character is tired of living, is tired of life since he's has lived for so many years, but he still finds the strength, I think, in this woman, and that's why he decides to go on this mission. But why do you... That's my opinion, but what did you think about him? Why does he choose to embark on this mission with her?
Yeah, that's... as interesting thing is that sister, first of all, he felt a big sin. You know, he feels very guilty for a long time. Why? Because his, younger sister killed in front of him. Because of him, he has to die. So that's this really long-term basis. He's very feel pain. But unfortunately, he couldn't die. That he's an immortal body he has. So that's such a case as Manji has to, to do feel guilty all the time to do that, to not dying, to living. That's his fate. And then just he happened to meet that the girl who's really similar face to his younger sister. And then he's really feel that her mission, and he really understand it. And then he really find the raison d'être, means the reason why he has to live. So that's interesting point. And then if your audience like you and himself is really agree with that content, it's very interesting. So if you interpret it that way, it's very, very appreciated.
So I want you to know something more glamorous. I was yesterday. I was the screening of the film. I was being in Cannes. Especially you're more used to red carpets, and well, I want to know your perception of Cannes and reaction of the audience.
海外の映画祭が初めてだったので。
Wow, that is interesting because this is really first time for her to come to an international film festival outside Japan, and then everything is new, and but also she's really always watching the news, it's a kind of film festival, and it's also she loves watching movies when she's have off time, and then that's amazing things, a lot of people, awards and songs, it's really, really she's dreaming to come here, like here, and then there. Her dreams came true because yesterday he's walking on the red carpet and everybody welcomed them, and then it's a bit of overwhelmed feeling, and especially he could work together with Mr. Kimura and Mr. Miike on the red carpet. It's almost she was crying because but she's never forget about this beautiful memory.
Yeah, 本当に以前13年前に一度
Well, that is 13 years ago. That's of course, I came here. And that's exciting. We came back again, and with the Mika this time. And that is an interesting thing, is that is a Japanese film, is a Japanese culture, and we can introduce all of them here. That's very honorable things. I'm very happy to do that. And then this time, just only three of us came here. But I really thinking when I walk on the red carpet last night, it's almost like all crew and the cast came together. So I really remember all of them. And we really, and a flash of lights and the cameraman's flashes, everything is all crew and the cast was there too. And then, so that's, it's an interesting point is, you know, old people is evening dress, and beautiful evening dress, and black tie, people welcome us, and they're almost all, it's really full of audience last night, and then big applause, and of course, you know, Cramp Cup Day means that last day of the filming, it's really appreciated. But it's maybe this is more appreciative thing is, you know, really audiences applause and then watch the films. That is really, you know, exciting moment. So that's, I'm really, really appreciate all of that kindness.
Thank you, Takuya Kimura and Hana Sugisaki, for talking to us about their experience on Blade of the Immortal by Takashi Miike, screening here at the 70th Calfin Festival Outdoor Competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.